This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not far behind outright hacking as a leading threat of the digital age comes phishing. That's with a PH, scammers trying to get you to click on a link or visit a website that will capture your password and let them do bad things with whatever access to your accounts they get. A story in the New York Times today turns that narrative a little bit sideways, though. It's about a report from a cybersecurity firm saying a group of hackers has been targeting publicly traded healthcare and pharmaceutical companies for more than a year now. They're apparently trying to get clinical trial results or safety reports or internal audits, pretty much anything that might affect the company in question's stock price. Nicole Perlroth had the story in the Times this morning. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
These people in your article and this report, they are not your average Nigerian businessman scammers, are they?
No, they're not. And they're not your usual Russian or Chinese hackers either.
And the thing that makes these folks stand out is that they are sophisticated in terms of the language they're using, in terms of the approaches that they're taking. Yes?
That's right. So usually it's pretty easy to spot what's known as a spear phishing email at this stage,
one of these
emails that hackers send you. Usually they contain misspellings or the English is broken, or even if it's sent from someone you know, it doesn't sound like that person. In this case, the emails are written in native English, and beyond that, they also use Wall Street vernacular and trading lingo. And according to the security researchers that first discovered these hackers, they think that they're actually former iBankers, or at least have worked in the investment banking industry themselves.
And the victims, the targets, I guess, are executives, are officials at healthcare companies, those kinds of people?
Yes, it kind of ran the gamut, but it was senior executives, people, CEOs at healthcare companies, general counsels at healthcare companies. So essentially what they're doing is just trying to get into people's inboxes, and they're not deploying any malware or anything that would tip off a security vendor or a antivirus product. They're really just digging through these people's emails in search of information that could potentially move markets.
They are also, you say in your piece, they're going through people's inboxes and removing warnings about accounts being hacked and phishing attacks and all that stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. They're setting up rules in people's inboxes to automatically delete any emails that mention words like phished or malware or hacked, so that anyone trying to send you an email that says, you know, I got this strange email from you, have you been hacked, would never make it to your inbox.
The FBI is involved. What about the Securities and Exchange Commission? I mean, these are, most of them anyway, are publicly traded companies, even though we don't know who they are because that has not been released.
That's right. We know that the security firm that first reported on this group alerted the FBI. The FBI declined to elaborate yesterday when I reached out to them. I'm actually, to be quite honest, I'm rather surprised that this is the first time we've heard of a group using digital hacking skills for sort of what appears to be insider trading purposes.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do this that I wouldn't be surprised if there's many, many other groups out there. And I hope that the SEC is investigating.
Nicole Perlroth covers cybersecurity for The New York Times. Nicole, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.